أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يروا أننا نسوق الماء إلى الأرض الجرز فنخرج به زرعا تأكل منه أنعامهم وأنفسهم أفلا يبصرون. These are the last few ayats of Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And in here again Allah in a different way answers the objections of the non-believers so that they can get satisfied and bring iman and make their life of this dunya as well as the life of the akhirat. All this we can see how much Allah loves His creation and how much Allah, so to say, has gone out of His way so that everyone can bring iman. Allah Ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ. کیا دیکھا نہیں انہوں نے کہ ہم ہانگ دیتے ہیں پانی کو ایک زمین چٹیل کی طرف. The one of the greatest objections which has come many times and the answers Allah has given in various ways, the kuffar of Makkah just could not understand how man will be resurrected again, will be brought back to life. They could not accept the aqidah and the belief that we will be resurrected, there is akhirat, there is life there. So Allah gives another example here, and Allah says, have they not seen that how we send water to a barren land? Land that is barren, that has dried out, like in winter, for example, or for the Arabs in the desert where nothing grows. But when rain comes, things grow and becomes lush and green overnight. فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا پھر ہم نکالتے ہیں اس سے کھیتی. And then when this rain and the water we send down, then we bring things to grow. There is cultivation, there are farms, and there is vegetation. تَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ أَنْعَامُهُمْ وَأَنْفُسُهُمْ کہ کھاتے ہیں اس میں سے ان کے چوپائے اور خود وہ بھی. And then not only that they see that this dead land has come back to life, but they themselves and the animals eat of this vegetation that grows now. So when Allah Ta'ala has this qudrat that a complete dead land, Allah brings it back to life, it becomes so beautiful and green, and then all fruit, vegetation grows, wheat, maize, etc. And from that people get their food. And a person sees this with his eyes, he actually eats that food also. Then why can't he realize that Allah will bring from the dead bodies, make them come back to life again? أَفَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ پھر کیا دیکھتے نہیں. What do they not see? In other words, Allah gives the solution for this objection of theirs, and it should be nothing difficult for you to believe. That is for the kuffar and for those people who do not believe in resurrection. For the Muslims, we who do believe, this should make our aqidah and our belief more strong. It mustn't be a weak belief that we are going to be brought back to life. When we see this happening all the time, that from the dead ground Allah Ta'ala brings life and Allah brings things that are of benefit for us, from that we should realize we are also going to die, and from the dead qabristans Allah Ta'ala will bring people back to life again. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ اور کہتے کب ہوگا یہ فیصلہ اگر تم سچے ہو. Another thing which they commonly used to say, that when will this promise come to pass if you are true. This promise come to pass either refers to that Muslims will overpower the Muslim non-Muslims in this world. So they used to ask, when is this going to happen? We don't see it happening. Just like presently also, Muslims feel we are downtrodden, we have got no say in the world. When will the time come when Allah Ta'ala says, لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, that Allah will make Islam the superb religion in the world. We feel that it's not going to happen. The kuffar of Makkah were also convinced that it's not going to happen. And sarcastically and in a way of mockery, they used to ask, when is this going to happen? And finally they saw it with their eyes. One was the battle of Badr, when 70 of their top leaders were killed, and 70 of their top leaders were taken as prisoners of war. The other was on the day of the conquest of Mecca, when they saw clearly how Islam has overpowered all of them, and how Islam has become superior. And for example, Allah Ta'ala promised that Constantinople, Rome, will also fall to the Muslims. It took 700 years to happen, but finally it did happen. And that history of how Muslims conquered Constantinople, which is known as Istanbul today, which was part of the Persian, of the Roman Empire, the eastern section of the Roman Empire. It is a very, very interesting episode of history, and it should be studied. But anyway, it happened after 700 years. Allah declared, "Ghulibati Rome." Rome will be overpowered. And it happened finally. So that Islam will overpower and rule the whole world, this is also definitely going to happen. There is absolutely no doubt. Or this refers to the day of Qiyamah. That when will be the day of Qiyamah, they used to ask all the time. So Allah replies to that and says, قُلْ يَوْمَ الْفَتْحِ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْزَرُونَ تو کہ فیصلے کے دن کام نہ آئے گا منکروں کو ان کا ایمان لانا اور نہ ان کو ڈھیل ملے گی. Answer and reply and say to them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that at this moment it doesn't appear outwardly, we don't see any cause and any sabab that Islam is going to overrule the whole world. And at that time that Muslims will be overpowering the non-Muslims, it doesn't appear like them. But say to them that when that day will come, the day of Badr, and the day of the conquest of Mecca, then when people will see with their eyes that Islam has overpowered, and they, those that will be killed in that battle, then that iman of theirs will not help them. That is, when a person is to die, he sees the akhirat with his eyes, and he brings iman at that time, that iman was not going to help him at all. Iman is alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib, that without seeing a person believes, and that iman is required. So that iman won't help them, and neither will they be given any respite. They won't be given any chance further. It will be the end now, and they will suffer the consequences either the day when they will be killed or the day when Qiyamah will come. Then this iman of theirs will not help them. And every person's small Qiyamah comes when he dies. When mort comes to a person, it is his Qiyamah. And he sees everything clearly of the Akhirat, the Farishtas, everything. But his iman of that time does not help him. Iman is when a person is still, does not see all those things. That iman helps that person. فَعَارِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَانْتَظِرْ إِنَّهُمْ مُنْتَظِرُونَ. So to خیال چھوڑ ان کا اور منتظر رہ وہ بھی منتظر ہے. And yeah, a beautiful teaching of the Quran on which Allah finishes the surah, and it is a teaching for all of us. When people are keep on making objections, criticizing you, etc., don't worry about answering them. Then that puts you off track, and the work that you have to do, that work you don't do. So Allah says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَعَارِضْ عَنْهُمْ. Just ignore them. Don't worry. They are just like a dog that is barking all the time. Don't worry of the barking of the dog. What you have to be doing, you carry on. Yeah, Allah said this. In other places, Allah says, you get busy with tasbih. You get busy with namaz, etc. What work we have sent you for, you start doing your work. And don't worry for the objections and criticisms. Shaitan's one trick is that he makes people criticize you, object to you, and then you start answering all that objections, and you get deep involved in convincing him. And the work that you are supposed to do, that gets left one side. So Allah Ta'ala says, just like, for example, in the days of apartheid, when the railway people used to deliver their goods, then people wanted to steal for them, used to spit in the white man's face. And then he runs after him while his friends empty out the whole truck this side. So when you forget what you have to do, then you lose out even more. So Allah says, just ignore them. One tazir, and you also wait. The day of conquest is coming. The day of Badr is coming. The day of Qiyamah is coming. Innahum muntazirun. They are also waiting. You also wait. And finally, the results will come out. So this surah, which is a very valuable surah also, we should try and read it between Maghrib and Isha. A person who reads the surah, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, between Maghrib and Isha, and Surah Tabarakalladhi, he gets the sawab of making ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. So it is a very great ibadat, and we should try and read it between Maghrib and Isha and take the lessons which are in the surah and bring them into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.